With Jesus Christ in your Amen.
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 May the Lord bless you for coming.
And then I was saying, Kayunia, Techi, and then I can say, sorry, but you've been to when to me, I'm not saying, Beginning Mano. Amen.
It should have been our brother, Techi Kunedu, who was supposed to come and minister for tonight, but because of something that occurred, he couldn't make it, and I'm stepping in on his behalf.
She, you better fire a chair, send a biako, Moses Mumedikan, Genesis chapter 1. Verse 1 to 3, near Berio, verse 26. Moses Mumedikan, it's Reba near the Adunu, in Siana to us.
Let's open our Bibles to Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 to 3, then we jump to verse 26.
Yet here, Radiasel. In 15, I said, when you're coupon boss, run your sassy.
Amen.
Not as I see a sakasaka, any humo.
Amen.
Not a sum, a woe, a bunu any.
Amen.
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 Verse 26. When Yankopon car say, Oma yen yo enipa, ewa yen suban so. So say yen, and say so. Nasa any panameba woman, womuni a po, a mumpata, any a riemonoma, and an tetuboa, and as I say swinging. Any more or we as I swing in our soul. Amen.
Amen. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 to 3. Then we jump and read verse 26. In the beginning, God created heaven and earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. 3. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. Verse 26. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Amen.
Matthew chapter 5, verse 43 to 48. Matthew asempa, itrinum, chichemwe duyanai miyansa, kusi duyanai enwachwe. Mwati se waka se do yonko, netana watamfu. Na midye, mesimu se, muno watamfu.
Amen.
Mwishira unwa wapayemu.
Amen.
Mwenye unwa watamu yi, na mwumwa mpaye ma wana wahamu, na watamu. Na Mwaye, mwaja awosro namba, efrise, wamane wye pie, nipabwane, ene nipapaso. Na watu nsiyogu wana wantene, ene wana watrenso. Wana watrene, wana wantrenso. Na se, mudo wana wadomwa, aketuya ben ena mwo. Tojifu waso nye sara. Na se, mwuchia munu ya na mkua, na edine na mayama na brusuo. Tojifu waso eye sara. Inti, mwenye pe, said the major was run on so a yepeno. Amen.
Amen. Matthew chapter 5, verse 43 to 48. Ye have heard that it had been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the good, on the evil, and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and unjust. For if ye love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the publicans the same? And if ye salute your brethren only, what do ye more than others? Do not even the publicans so? Be therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. Amen.
Amen. Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
Shall
we take our seat?
Master, no title, I say, but I say unto you.
The title of tonight's meeting is Nameka Mitchell say.
Amen.
Amen.
So how can I speak in kind of Genesis?
If you notice the scripture we just read in Genesis,
Bible seems to think I say you can put on asase.
The scripture says that in the beginning, God created heaven and earth. And the earth was without form and void. And there was a deep on the face of the earth. God wanted to cause something to happen. He didn't do anything than to open his mouth and
say,
and he said, let there be light. And when he said, let there be light, did light came or not?
The spoken word.
This is what is called the spoken word. If God speaks it, it has to happen. After he has done creating all things.
And what say? My boy, we no ma, my boy this, my boy that. But you say me boy, ni power me anu subansas also.
After he created all things, he said, "I have created the birds of the air, the fowls, and the fishes of the sea, and all the other things. It is now time for me to create man in my own image and my likeness."
Tibra obo Adam and Eve ba true mo.
After he created Adam and Eve in the garden,
and what did true mo to me and I say omo sa?
He gave them dominion of the garden.
Ah, omo no omo this one.
They were having dominion over the garden. Even the fowls and the fish and the beasts, it was Adam who gave names to all these creatures. And God said to Adam, whether it be the fowls of the air, whether the fishes of the sea, whether the beasts of the field, I have given you dominion to rule over all of them. Adam was God on earth. When he speak, all creations obey. Adam will speak to the lion to come.
And
when they were living in the word of God, they were having protection. When they were in the word of God, they speak and it
manifests.
They were having a fellowship with God, can come and visit them each and every time. When God comes, it was all peace. It was all victory when God comes. It was a fellowship between them. But the enemy who is striving against the children of God, he is a cannon man. He is an envious man. He is also an envious. So when he considered God giving all dominion to man, and he has been despitefully rejected the power of the
enemy,
he will do everything to cause man to strip off the dominion of this earth. So when God was yet to come and visit man, the enemy came in. What he came to do was that what God has committed to man of his word, he wanted to take man out of the way. But the word of God is
life.
The word of God has power. It was the word of God. Amen. The purpose of the enemy was to strip off the word from man. If he is able to take off the word from man, he becomes like him. So as we serve our Lord, we should be vigilant that our enemy wants to cause us to get off from the word of God. So the woe of this world was that Adam left the word of God and heard the voice of the enemy. The glory that was for man, the power that God committed to man, the fellowship that was between God and man. Because of one sin of the enemy, it all got out of the hands of God. What happened then? That Adam heard the voice of God and he was running away. God was calling for him, Adam, Adam, where art thou? Because he has gone contrary to the word of God. So if you say the spoken word,
yes, like says the original seed.
It means that we are talking of the original seed. If it is the original seed of God, it is the original seed. If without the word of God, our meeting will be in vain.
But that could be.
There was a day in the book of John, chapter 1. It is written that in the beginning, was the word. The word was with God. And without the word, there was nothing made that was made. And the word became flesh. So we all know that the word that became flesh was God who was walking on 2 feet. So when God committed his word for man, and man was living in the word of God. The creation that man was having dominion over, man will begin to run away from lion. He will begin to run away from lions. Even mosquitoes have dominion over
man.
Why? Our position God placed us, we did not like the position. Man became miserable. Man will live by law. And this man finds it difficult to live. If we were not gone contrary to the word of God, there would be no commandment. It was all about commandment and commandment and commandment. So if you read the gospel according to Matthew, we just read. Jesus was telling us that. Have you heard that it was said to the people of the old? But I, Lord Jesus Christ, I say unto you. Who is the Lord Jesus Christ? He is the word of God. So if the word said to you this, and you want to live in everlasting life, whatever that the word has said to you, whether you like it or not, you have to abide in the word. I say unto you, it was said to the people of old, love those that love you and hate those who hate you. But I say unto you, even them that hate you, love them. Those that despise you, love them. Those that curses you, bless them. This is the word of God committed to us. But what is the reality of it is that abiding in this world is difficult for man. You haven't done anything against
anyone.
And he will be railing insult on you every day. Cursing you. Cursing your descendants. And God tells you to love this person. God orders you to love this person. If the spirit of God does not abide in you, you can't do it. But because it is the word of God, and he is the word, and became flesh, and he is telling you the way to your victory, whether it suits you, or not, take it according as he has said it.
So said
you take it according as he has said it. You shall be victorious over
him.
But you being a man, let us be truthful to ourselves that it is difficult to abide in this way. But if the love of Christ abides in you, if anyone is dealing with you in evil way, you can realize that this is not the man who is dealing with me, but it is a spirit that is, has possessed this
man.
If you have this revelation, this man will be so miserable to you that you pray for him. If you come to church at times, and the scripture is being read, I can ask that, what scripture did we just read? Somebody will be sitting here without going home and it will be forgotten. But in the service when we are praying, and somebody rises up to prophesy, all the place
will be quiet.
Everyone will pay attentive to the prophecy. But the scripture tells me to
pray.
Prophecy shall pass away.
Tongues
shall pass away. But the word of God shall never pass. Let us have respect and honor for the word of God. The prophecy may be a
prophecy,
but the word of God,
it is
said unto us that let us man,
and
the word of God, we can rely upon this word. Our Lord Jesus Christ, whom
we
told to the whole world that he will lay down his life, and on the third day he will be risen from the dead. It doesn't matter what the enemy did. It doesn't matter what
heresy.
His tomb was sealed. But because it was his spoken
word,
on the third day, death couldn't hold him in the grave. Grave couldn't hold him. Even the grave could not
hold him.
He alone is the resurrection
and life.
And we can rely on
God
if we believe the Lord. After our death, our God is the
Son
of God. The word of God does not lie. May the Lord be gracious
on
us, that we will cast ourselves as
we
will go in and we come in.
See your
if you love the Lord,
you better not say so.
We shall abide in his commandments.
See your
if you love the Lord,
you better put your man as
we will have respect and honor for his word.
Said the medical come.
As I have already said, when we were in unity with God, there was no commandment until we went contrary to the word of God. There came commandments. One of the commandments is, if you commit adultery or commit fornication or you do any unclean thing, you should be stoned to death. So when Jesus came, a certain woman was caught right on adultery. Because the Pharisees knew the commandment, they all picked stones to go and stone this woman. When they were taking this woman, and they saw Jesus pass, and they told him, Lord, come. This very woman, she is caught right on adultery. What do you say about this? They thought he is going to go contrary against the law. And he said to them, who has not committed sin before should be the first person to cast his stone. When Jesus said this, because he was the word, when the law was presented before them, this Pharisee man will see that I have done this in secret. Lay down his stone. This one will consider his sin. One word was said by Jesus Christ. Any one of you who has not committed sin, we
are
all sinners. But any of our brethren, when he falls into any
form,
we present ourselves as righteous man and judge the brother. But if it hadn't been the Calvary, if it isn't the shed
blood,
none of us can be free from the yoke of sin. But because of Calvary that he went, he has set us loose and set us
free.
And it was said to the woman, woman, where art thou accusest? And the woman said that, Lord, I have seen none of them. If your accusers have set you free, and they did not accuse you, I, Jesus, will not accuse you. From now on, go and sin no more. If we depart from sin and abide in the word of the Lord, we have a unity with the Lord. That is the person that can be said about him that this is a Christian.
Jesus said,
if someone hates you, love that person. If someone curses you, bless that person.
Now I say, Stephen,
consider Stephen on his kingdom business. He hasn't done. He hasn't committed adultery. He hasn't gone contrary to the any
but
of the
people.
But a sin that demands being stoned. It was the same that the Pharisees picked stone to go and stone Stephen. When you consider the agony that he went through within his body. If it wasn't the spirit of Christ, he will call fire to come and devour. Why are you stoning me? What sin have I committed? You haven't done any sin and you are being caught and
stoned.
If in his agony he spoke of anything
evil,
but because he loved the Lord and the spirit of the Lord abides in him, the scripture we just read filled him and he said, oh Lord, do not commit this sin upon
him.
He never cursed them. He didn't say any evil word against them. A child of God, Saul, was standing right there. So if Jesus said to us not to curse, we should abide in this
spirit.
So many pastors are frightening men. I, man of God, have you spoken against
me?
I curse you and all your descendants. You don't know the child coming to give birth. If you curse this child of a blessed child, the
blessings
will come on. When Jacob and Esau was in
the
God said, I love Jacob. Consider Isaac committing a sin against you. And you say that I have cursed Isaac. As God was on their side. So if our God tells us to bless and not to curse, we shouldn't have any
negation.
Our number one enemy is Satan. We are all one body. What manner of division that is going on? If you want people to see standing at the same place, that is where we can
the gates of hell can never prevail.
Amen. It takes love to serve the Lord. Let us love God and love ourselves.
Last Sunday you called Edujan.
Last Sunday when we went to Edujan. And we went to the Church of Methodists.
And the spoken word.
In the morning before we went to when the minister was preaching, he said something.
Of the Good Samaritan.
He spoke about the Good Samaritan. And a certain rich man met Jesus and asked him, how can I obtain eternal life?
For
Jesus said,
With
all your heart, with all your mind, and everything that is within you, love your God. And love your neighbor as yourself. And this rich man asked Jesus, who is my friend? And this is where Jesus gave this parable. A certain Jew who was journeying and robbers attacked him. His fellow Jew who was a priest saw him and passed by. Another man would go.
But Samaritan for the Jew for no one can.
There were the Samaritans and the Jews were not on good terms. If you can remember the woman in John chapter 4 when he said to Jesus, what we Samaritans have to do with you Jews? And Jesus said, there was this Samaritan person. And he took this Jew
hospital
and took him to an inn. And he paid for him to be healed. And he left some money behind. And it was said, this is a true friend. It was true that there were differences between when he saw his enemy lying to death, he never forsook him. He did everything to receive him. if this man has been able to consider it doesn't matter where it comes from. This man, as Jesus said, if you only greet your brother, what manner of good have you
Someone
is living with somebody who is an infidel, and this person has considered him as an unbeliever outright. But Jesus said, we should let our light shine. It doesn't matter the
matter.
We were once upon a time. Because of the grace of God. So if you see such a person, we should pity them. We should get closer to them. And consider to see the reason why they are living that manner and remember them in prayers.
Because
this woman that Jesus was with at the river. When the disciples came, they were angry. You are standing here with this woman who is a prostitute. They never knew the seed that was in this woman. So what I'm telling you tonight before we enter into prayer, the word that Jesus has spoken of, if
we
can take and abide in it as it has been spoken of, this makes us the children of God. When he was about to finish in the book of
Matthew,
he said, be thou prophet as your father which is in heaven is prophet. Do you know the reason why we have gotten
problems?
When Jesus created Adam in the Garden of Eden before sin,
now, perfect.
They were in perfect order. He can order a tree to remove here and go and stay at Ahojo, and it will happen. When Adam speaks, it was the God. It was like God who has spoken. After the fall, the reason why Jesus was called Son of God is that he was to restore us into our position as sons of God and give us the power so that we may know what we can do. If you read the book of Isaiah, there was a prophecy. The Spirit of God is upon
me.
And I have been anointed that I should set free those in captivity. Those who are in chain, I should set free them. Set
open eyes
to the blind, that the lame
should walk.
So if the Spirit of God
comes,
you have power over sickness. You have power over curses. Who
is
he that has triumphed over
sin?
He has triumphed over sin and corruption. So his purpose is that to restore us into the position which we were in the Garden of Eden. But there is a commandment. You can never follow the word of God with your will and your instinct and your carnal things. Whether, no matter how good your heart is. Jesus tells you that if somebody slaps your right cheek, give the left cheek to
him.
Tell me any of us who can hand over his left cheek if he has been slapped the right one. If you consider what Jesus said in canal, it's so difficult to live. But how he is preparing us is that he wanted us to go back to our state which
is before the sin.
If you are able to stand in this position, it is like God has positioned us at the place where we were having dominion over all creation. So I prayed with you all, my brethren, we shall never close our eyes with godliness and the God that we are working with. He thinks about his children. He is a God who is prophet, and he wants his children If you are able to come to our
position,
if you speak, creation will obey. The prophet of God, William Branham, if the church will live in love and unity, we will not even pray for the sick and they will be get their healing. So I believe it was the same condition where Paul went. That is where when the sick person comes, even his shadow cast on the sick person, he will get his healing. The purpose of Satan is that if we live in unity, we have got his remedy. So it is his purpose not to allow us to live in unity. He will bring indifferences between us. If a person is living, if you see anybody, the person will seem so funny to you after your death, then you begin to hear what people say about you. But one thing that I'm counseling all
right,
this heaven that Jesus is preparing for us, it is the will of Jesus for us all to get to this
house.
So if any of our brethren is living a life that is contrary to the word of God, as long as the person is still living, talk to this person and pray for him.
Let's assume I'm
living a life contrary to the word of God, and you have seen that this is the life that I'm living. You haven't been able to come to me so that I can get realized what I'm doing. He will begin to broadcast you to others. So whatever is yet to see with his eyes, because he has heard with his ears, he begins to develop hatred for
you.
If you walk in this manner, it can never happen that we can be victorious. We are like soldiers who some of us are weak, others are strong. On battlefront, someone will be strong. But our purpose to
triumph.
So in the weakness of your brother, you have to may God be gracious to us
all,
that we may know that we are
the Lord.
Our head is the Lord
Jesus.
And Jesus is
leading
us. Jesus is leading us. There is no battle that we
can
do. He is a mighty man of
God.
He goes to
God.
If you are children, we wear the whole arm of God. We have to be victorious. If Jesus was meant to
wear
big or small, as Jesus said, there should be liberty. Serve the Lord who answers prayer. We have to stand and allow that Jesus that we are
serving,
he sent it to his church, that what he gave to the
Lord, that
all men
can
see that Jesus dead is risen. He lives.
And
the work that he did, he's still doing the same work.
Israel,
may the Lord bless you. May he give us strength.
Everybody say
yes, it is as with us, we shall be victorious. He has never failed. What makes us be victorious? We have to take his word as he has spoken.
That's why we call the spoken word.
If somebody commits adultery, the person will be stoned. If he commits
fornication,
you have committed adultery. You have committed
adultery.
You have done all manner of sin. No one has
punishment.
Stone
I can
on you.
Hear
you deserve to be stoned.
Yes, we say.
Jesus said,
confess
your sin.
Yes,
Jesus.
Walk and pray out there.
Confessing your sin is so difficult.
That's how cry Obania.
If you keep your sin,
you
will die in your sin.
My brother who Obanim.
And when you die in your sin, you see.
My am katabane so.
We shouldn't come.
My am faribane.
We shouldn't.
Yegibane wakwa.
We should expose it.
My obane ene ma yadi mu nyina boy.
It was because of sin that we lost all our inheritance.
Brother Ekrado so san ba na mantem.
The Lord is ever ready to
send
the message. The Lord is ever ready to lead us into all our battles. The spirit that was given to Stephen. May God give us this same spirit. And when they battle against us, they can curse us behind us. But if you bless them, it will be like fire set upon their forehead. If your enemy is hungry, feed him. You shouldn't say to me, God has cursed you. Is it I? If you do this, you'll be failure in your battle for
God.
We should do it as
God.
And if you do it like that, in all our battles, we shall be victorious. May the Lord bless you. Shall you be on your feet as we pray?
Oh, yo, di mafu. Oh, no, no, be di ama ye. Oh, ya, kamafu. Oh, no, no, be kama ye. Ah, Yesu, oh, ya, fe. Na, wa, se, ye, mo. Yesu oya ya fa na wa se ya bo Yesu o be ne bo Yesu
oye di mafo
no no be di amaye oya say yes
say
this is how God wants his children to be. That we should be perfect as he is perfect. What restricts us? What is refraining us as to be how God wants
us?
Have we heard a different voice? Do we think there is no power in the word of God? But there is power in the word
Bible
of God.
Say,
the scripture says, the word of God is powerful. And it is sharper than any two-edged sword. It enters into the
soul.
It enters into the
heart.
It goes everywhere. So as we stand before the Lord, every weakness that is in us, that we have taken as normal,
as
that we haven't been able
to do it.
The word of God says,
we
should be perfect as our God. Lord, come into my life. Lord. My heart is before you, Lord. My mind is before you, Lord. Come into my spirit. In all my weakness. In all my shortfalls. In all my mistakes. I cast them all in your blood. Let your blood melt them all. That it take away every weakness. That it take away every sorrow. That it take away every unbelief. That it take every nature of sin. That I may love what you love, Lord. That I may hate what you hate. That your way can be fulfilled. My body is your temple. Let us plead to the Lord in this manner.
And then you pray, na to ye.
When Jesus came to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, and two angels were sent to bring this message. This is what he said to Lot and his household. This city of Sodom and Gomorrah has committed sin, and their sins has come before them. So we have come to burn this city. You and your household may depart from this family and all your loved ones. When you are going, this is the word of God that came. When you are leaving the city Sodom, do not look back to the city. This is that says the Lord. Those that were obedient to this commandment, they were able to escape. But the one who said, God has said it, but still I will look back. He got her results that when the Lord, the word of God is said, he does not joke with it. So take inventory into your life. This end time message that God has given us. As God is preparing his children to come out, do we have honor to all them? Do we leave the word of God? Or we take some and reject some? He's going to check the world. If you are able to leave the way, you become one with the
world.
This means that you are passed from judgment to life. But if you do not
believe the
word, and you joke with the word of God, it shall end you evil. So tonight we plead to the Lord. We have no one except you, Lord Jesus. Lord, be gracious unto us. Give us strength in our spirit. Take every nature of
sorrow.
Take every hypocrisy out of us. Lord, we are tired. We have to have an encounter with the Lord. As Moses had an encounter with the Lord. When he had an encounter with the Lord, his life changed. He was fearless. The house of Pharaoh where he was
running.
When he had an encounter with the Lord, he was able to return. May the Lord come into our
life.
May the Lord come and bless
us.
May he cause us to possess the gate of our enemies. We need the Lord tonight. May the Lord come into our
house.
May the Lord come and visit
us.
As we call on
you,
may you make it. You are the mighty man. If you follow your children, you shall be victorious. Lord, may you come tonight.
afeye bom paye se asafo.
We are praying now as a church.
Acts chapter 12.
As we all know in the book of Acts chapter 12. When James was beheaded and Peter was arrested, the church said, this shall never work.
Say at Peter.
As Peter has been arrested,
Stephen
has been stoned. James is beheaded. You never sit down for Peter.
The man is enough.
What you have done is enough. So the church, the church prayed. But the question is that, what condition was the church? That when they call upon the Lord, orders his
spirit
and set Peter loose from the chains and open the doors of the prison, that Peter was able to come out. He thought that he was seeing a vision. The condition that the church was. Tonight we all plead to the Lord. May this church go into
the condition.
If the church meets together and pray, may he hear from us. The church was in
unity.
Love was prevailing. There was no backbiting. There was no
gossip.
If your brother sinned against you, go to him and make
this.
This is the church of God. So if you leave the word of God in his church, before we can say, the gate of hell cannot prevail against
us.
So plead to the Lord. The condition that the church was in, that they were able to pray, and God ordered his angel into the
church,
that we are praying, every child of God, in the bondage of
sickness,
bondage of barrenness, anything that is striving
against the Lord,
may God send his angel
and
set loose from everything. May he take every
weapon,
every curses. May he prevail.
That
we may have witness. The church of God met. We prayed. And God heard us. And this is the result. Open your mouth from
it.
When Jesus came, he elected 12 disciples.
By a branch here, friend Saul, by a porno on count.
Saul, who became Paul, was not among the disciples. What he did against the church, when he encountered the Lord and believed the word of the Lord, he heard that the Lord has said in his name, we shall lay our hands on the sick people and they shall recover in his name. The dead shall be risen. So when Paul was having an all night and a guy seated in the window fell down and died, Paul did not instruct them to take the body into a morgue. He ordered them to come and place him in the middle of the church. The scripture says that he died when he fell down. But when the church surrounds him and the minister surrounds him, because the word of God
and
the Lord has said that they were able to rely on
this,
and they called the name of our Lord, and the dead was risen. As Jesus was
dead,
so the same today. If the name of Jesus
is called,
every knee, whether the knee of whether the knee of sickness, whether the knee of demons, even Satan's knee must pass. So tonight we are going to call if someone died, Lord, and your children met together and they prayed and he came back to life, as you are yesterday,
you
are the same today. We pray tonight, let the dead things come back to life. Let everything that is dead, Jesus' name is called, your name is life, your name is power, your name is able to do all things. Your name chases away demons. Your name, your name has triumphed over
death.
So tonight we call unto you every sickness, every pit of death, every sickness of man. That is
sickness.
As the man who was on the poolside, when he had encounter with the Lord, did not remain on the man. He was able to risen from the man. Every child of God, that is, we call the name of Jesus.
Oh,
Lord Jesus Christ, our God whom we follow, he said to his disciples, if you bind, I the Lord shall bind. If you set loose, I the Lord shall set
loose.
There is power in us. Whatever that we speak, the Lord will
be.
Tonight our prayer is, whatever the enemy has bind together with his demons, we set loose in Jesus' name. Whatever that he has set loose,
we
bind in the name of Jesus. If we bind with the name of Jesus, it shall be bound. If we set loose, it shall be
set.
So have faith in the name of Jesus. Any barrenness,
we
set loose in Jesus' name. Anyone who is laden, we set him loose from the bondage of sin. Amen.
Send the Jabez for empire.
As Jabez prayed, oh Lord, if you bless us and enlarge our portion, let our ears shall be
heavy,
that any evil shall be
touched.
It was happened to him as he
asked.
That was how God
did it.
Tonight, may the Lord hear your prayer. May the Lord hear your voice.
And
the time that you shall
bind,
may the Lord bind it. May heavens hear your prayers. Open your mouth. Anything that is fighting against you, every weakness, every laziness, every sorrow, every sadness, as Jesus on our side, we bind the enemy and the
strength. We have something that we usually say.
That says the Lord shall never be failure. Why? There is no lie in our God. When somebody is sick at times and goes to the doctor, The reason why he goes to the doctor is that the doctor is having knowledge concerning his
sickness.
Somebody will be having financial difficulties and he will help to the bank. He will go and acquire a loan to enlarge his business. Because the bankers have knowledge in
banking.
But the knowledge of our God, it is able to do all
things.
It goes to every place. It can help you in all
circumstances.
But we are the ones who fail to hold firm to the Lord. But his word says, I forgive
it all
and healed thee all thy diseases.
David
testified, the Lord is my shepherd.
She,
I shall not want.
So
tonight we come before
you.
Lord, we are your shepherd. We have come before thy
throne.
Let your souls, let your souls be firm in you, the Lord. Because your word says, the soul that sinned, that soul shall die. If you abide in your
word,
we will hate sin. So we hide ourselves in you tonight. Circumcise our heart and our soul. Let your word have that if you walk, it will be your word walking on two feet. Commit your body
into the Lord.
Without the Lord, all our shouting, our going and coming, but if the Lord is in it, the battle will be lighter. Because he is a mighty man. If he leads us in the battle, let all the demons in the world
battle
us. Elisha and his servant Gehazi said, my Lord, come and see. It surrounds us with horses and chariots. He said, we have a man. He has given us a chariot. That is a chariot of fire. And angels. Lord, open the eye of my servant. And when the Lord opened the servant's eye, he saw that the battle was not
finished.
Tonight I say, we have a man, Jesus Christ. He fights all our battles. His angel encamp around about us. The enemy has no power. He has no power. That whoever the Lord has laid
his hand,
take off the hands of the Lord. Tonight, Lord, we are under your shadow.
Bible say,
the scripture says, he who abide under the shadow of the Lord shall abide under the
shadow.
If the fathers of the Lord have
been,
you shall never have afraid, you shall never afraid of the witches that work as the pestilence and all the
problems.
If you are in the Lord,
you are safe. May the
Lord help us tonight. May the Lord help us. May he give us an armor in the spirit. As we being the soldiers, that we may be strengthened in the Lord and all his powers. And one day we shall all testify,
we are the soldiers of Christ.
Christo Asrafo. And when we went to the battlefront, we came back with victory. On this earth, we shall leave it. But where we are heading, let us strive to work on that place. May the Lord help us tonight. Open your hands. Lift up your hands.
Amen.
Let
the beauty of Jesus be seen.
the saints. I request the prayer of the saints for healing from the general weakness I am feeling in my body. In yaba isia mwako se ini pedwe mu nyina ya ne mre osre nyanum se yankai no pipe.
Amen.
Shall we pray for the divine grace of the Lord against every evil plot and bad news intended against Sister Ernestina Amponsa? Satan. Let's plead the blood on all families, children, brothers and sisters of this church.
Amen. Amen.
Let's pray for the Pastor JC, the ministers of this church. Jesus, and ne, a dear new animal won't yapo, a dunina bawinim.
Amen.
A radi found Saka on my
amen.
Yes, sir, the man walk quite Jesia, and Nessie Quan saw Beckwa America. Radi dinner name kind.
Amen.
Bonho by Fanny could draw some dream.
Amen.
And a manyamura was so full, and Kaya were hired the inner show and sat.
Amen.
Radi my own concuni and kind. Trons are Wakwa Martin a Jesu.
Amen.
A sunny area, my name. Now, men of Oma, Oma, dear Bissadin in Abo and him.
Amen.
A Judy say, Oba Momin in any dance here.
Amen.
So we are no quaffo. A briar quay, in free when him, when him pa and cry and so fire and
quaff.
And I green yanny, and me and what the babon pie die embre.
Amen.
That was it. I don't quite use Christo Demo. Amen.
Amen.